Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Mori Rav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mechel Areni Kaparis Mishkava and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono LeBracha. We are in Sefer Yishayahu. We are in Perek Yudches. And Yishayahu Hanavi, like in the last Perek, Perek Yudches, begins this Perek as a part which is full of mystery. It could have a lot of different opinions. But this time we're going to talk about Masa Mitzrayim, a prophecy concerning Mitzrayim. Now the Chachamim tell us that this must be a nevuah ledoros. It must be a nevuah for future generations, but we just don't know exactly how there is a purpose in the future. The lands that are mentioned here, Rav Schwab points out in his introduction to the Perek, Rav Shimon Schwab points out that the lands of Ashur and Mitzrayim over here may be the identical with Egypt and Assyria, which is Syria and Iraq. And it may not be. So in any event, it seems evident that the Psukim refer to the Yemos HaMashiach, and the people of Mitzrayim will do tshuva. And then there'll be a highway between Mitzrayim and Ashur, and they'll build that partnership with Am Yisrael. And maybe Mitzrayim and Ashur could be metaphors for parts of the world where the Jewish people will live in Galus. On the one hand, there are parts of the area where they're prosperous. That's more the Ashur. Ashur is a wealthy situation. And there's also times where the Jews find themselves in Galus in a place of Tsar or Mitzrayim or oppression, economic oppression. And in the end of the day, both the wealthy and the unwealthy, both the nations that work one way or the other way, will be able to go and serve Hashem in the process. Now, the Mefarshim seem to explain this parak as alluding to the past history of Ashur and Mitzrayim and the troubles that they suffered from. So clearly, all the nevuos have to also speak to the future as well. So therefore, the nevuah must be speaking about sometime in the future. And the Mefarshim give different explanations for the words of the nevuah, but Rav Schwab suggests Masa Mitzrayim is about a calamity that's going to occur in the future to a part of the world's nations, which the Navi calls Mitzrayim. And this references a physical geography of Egypt and its industries, the rivers, canals, the fishing, and the textile industries. And they refer to different sources of power of these groups of nations. Now, what do these metaphors mean is unclear, and how we'll understand it is unclear. But the bottom line is, after the great catastrophe, the nations will recognize Hashem and accept His moral will. And their faith in Hashem will spread to another part of the world, Ashur, and eventually both Mitzrayim and Ashur will join. And so we begin with the Masa, and with the prophecy for Mitzrayim, which always means a looming disaster, where we're told that there's going to be a looming disaster over the Nile cloud, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is riding towards them on a swift cloud. The meaning is obscure, but that's the mention, and what's he going to do? And all of the Egypt, the Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim are going to come, and they're going to shake. And I'll provoke Mitzrayim against Mitzrayim, and everyone's going to fight against each other. They're going to lose faith in their religion, and they're going to be beset with fear. And the people are just going to freak out with one another. And then what's going to happen? Then the spirit within Mitzrayim gets emptied, and he'll destroy all the different sources of advice. They're going to go to the necromancers and all the other people whom they believe in these situations. In other words, after the Civil War, the population is going to be broken and hopeless without religion, courage, or hope. It'll get overtaken by an evil king and a harsh master. And this, Hashem says, is going to lead to a bigger problem, where the waters get removed from the sea and the river runs dry, and the rivers get rejected, and the canals will be cut off, impoverished, and dried out, and that which is firmly rooted at the river, and all that's near the river gets dried out, it gets crushed, and then the fishermen have nothing left, and then those who work with the flax are going to be destroyed and disgusted. They're going to have all sorts of great challenges economically. Now, this part of the Nevuah sounds like Egypt we know. It's all near the ocean, it's near the Nile, and Yishayahu sees the ocean receding and the Nilus, the Nile, running dry. And the lack of the annual overflow means the crops won't work, which means that there's going to be an economic collapse and perhaps inflation and stagflation. And if this Nevuah doesn't refer to Egypt, then it must refer to the fact that there's something that will lead the Nile River to destroy the land and the economy. Once the foundations of the society are destroyed and they've lost their religion, they've lost their independent government, they lose their agriculture, they lose their textile and fishing industries, unemployment becomes rampant, and what winds up happening is that no one has the ability to earn a living. So then what happens? The total fools, the princes of Tsoan, are going to step forward and they're going to offer foolish advice. They're going to say, I'm the son of the wise men, the son of the kings of old. Where are the wise men who knows what Hashem planned against Mitzrayim? The princes of Tsoan become foolish, the princes of Nov are misled, and that's going to lead to a spirit of confusion, which is going to cause Egypt to make all sorts of mistakes. One step after another, all the people who are the secretaries, who are advising the king of Mitzrayim, they're going to all sit down and they're all going to say, well, look at me, I came from a source of wisdom. And it's going to turn out that they're going to be a big bunch of drunks. Just because you come from something good, doesn't mean that you are going to be good. Rabbi Schwab comments in Pasuk Yedaled that Mitzrayim could be the United States, could be Russia, could be China, could be any of the world's great powers, or the whole world for that matter. Where they're there at the time of the fulfilling of this Nebuah, this nation, the group of nations of the whole world, will find itself in a great crisis, struggling for its existence. But of course the leaders will be staggering around like drunks, unable to find a solution to ward off a global catastrophe or a national catastrophe. And we find that the branches over there, the country gets devastated, and they'll fail to do anything they try to do to build back better. And that's a big problem, because they're going to keep running around. And on that day, Mitzrayim will be like the women, or seeming like the women, in that they'll be overwhelmed and helpless, like a woman is in battle. And they're going to be terrified, like certain areas of the world sometimes, when we walk in and we see that we're just being overwhelmed. And then it's going to be that what happens, then the land of Yehuda will be trembling to Mitzrayim. What does that mean? The land of Mitzrayim will tremble because they'll feel God's presence, which is there and near them in Yehuda. And Mitzrayim trembles, it's going to be next to be destroyed. And then a new development manifests itself in Mitzrayim. And what is that? The recognition of God. And from that situation, what winds up happening? There'll be five cities in the land of Mitzrayim that speak the language of Canaan. They'll swear to Hashem. And they will be... start talking about something called the City of Destruction, Ira Harris, right? And they're going to be making reference there within there. In other words, the recognition of Hashem will start in five cities. Five cities becomes a major number, and then it spreads out through Mitzrayim. And the center of the country will have a Mizbeach, and it will say La Hashem. And we know that a group of Sancheiriv soldiers from Egypt withdrew from the armies, and they were saved. And they were in the hills overlooking the city, and they saw the Beis HaMikdash. They would not take a part in the assault of Sancheiriv. And when they saw Sancheiriv's death, they were so impressed that they accepted Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim. They built the Jew. They went back to Egypt. They took on the Jewish language. They built the Mizbeach. They brought Karbanos. They davened facing Yerushalayim, and the archaeologists have found that on the Egyptian Nile Island. Alephatin. And this is evidence that Jewish-like societies existed there for hundreds of years until its extinction. But this is not what Yishayo must have imagined and envisioned in his Nevuah when he sees a permanent Mizbeach in Mitzrayim. It just happens to suggest that there were certain opportunities. Similarly, Chonio, the son of Shimon HaTzadik, went down to Alexandria and he started a reformed Judaism and called Beis Chonio. But that is also not a reference to Mizbeach LaHashem Birushalayim, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The Chachamim are referring to a time in the time of Mashiach, where that Mizbeach that will be built in Yerushalayim will be a sign of testimony to Hashem, and Hashem becomes known to Mitzrayim, and Mitzrayim becomes known to to Hashem. They are careful to see Hashem. They bring karbanos to Hashem. And then what happens in that process is Hashem will plague and heal Mitzrayim. And he will turn around and offer the plague there within. If Hashem does punish Mitzrayim, it'll be a healing punishment for them to do tshuva in the process. And that's something that we have to be involved in, and we have to realize when we get plagues, it's also for us as well. And on that day, there'll be a highway from Mitzrayim to Ashur. Ashur comes to Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim comes to Ashur, and everybody's going to get the word of God because it's going back and forth among all the people. And that's what Hashem says, that on that point, Hashem is going to give a bracha, Baruch Ami Mitzrayim U'Masa Yaday Ashur, right? V'nachalti Menachalasi Yisrael. Mitzrayim should be blessed, the work of my hands of Ashur should be blessed, and my heritage, the ultimate, is also going to be blessed as well. And that's the picture that's going to be in the future world, where there's a universal and exclusive recognition and service of Hashem and His moral law. Mitzrayim will represent as Ami, Ashur will represent Masei Adai, but only Am Yisrael gets called Nachlosi. And in the face of many uncertainties as to the meaning of this and other Nebuos, the Rambam specifically comments and says, you should just understand, we are not sure exactly how this is going to become relevant. Because even the Chachamim have no tradition as to how this is going to unfold. So we don't have to calculate the ends of times and the end of places. So we don't know exactly what Yishayahu meant by the Nevuah. We still have to learn it as part of Torah Shebiksav, and we're required to learn Mishnah and Gemara. So Yishayahu is written to be learned to the best of our ability. But that being the case, there's still a lot for us to be able to benefit from. We'll continue when we get to Perek Chav, when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.